Christians are under attack in Ukraine. Stop me if you've heard this one before. An atheist needed money, so he sold some Bibles. And some Christians are making Ebola kick the bucket. We'll fill in the details today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In a last-ditch effort to bring peace in the region, leaders of France and Germany traveled to Moscow for peace talks. Meanwhile, Mission Eurasia's Sergei Rakhuba and a delegation were in Washington, D.C., raising awareness of the plight of Ukrainians. While it appears to be a political conflict, Rakhuba says it's also a religious one.
All these atrocities, all this killing is done by the separatists who have chosen militant orthodoxy, so which is a totally unique case just for that specific area. They even raised the flag of the Orthodox army that they are trying to form.
While Orthodox church leaders renounce this action, Rakhuba says
there are still 27 evangelical leaders are still missing. 40 churches were taken over by these pro-separatist forces there, supported by Russia. One of the Christian universities in Donetsk was taken over and now made as a military post.
We turn next to India, where this weekend's state elections in Delhi could spell relief for Christians. The ruling Hindu BJP party is being heavily challenged. A loss of BJP power in Delhi could trigger a domino effect in other states and ultimately result in less pressure on religious minorities. But until all the votes are counted tomorrow, Open Doors' Emily Fuente says their focus is elsewhere.
We have seen an increase in persecution spreading beyond the rural communities recently. To even hear of it in New Delhi and Mumbai is quite a statement. It's usually remote villages or local governments doing it.
The BJP's rise to power in 2014 is emboldening Hindu radicals throughout India. As a result, persecution is on the uptick. Will you pray and share this story on Facebook?
But to be willing to share the story so more people could be praying about the increasing persecution in India is the best way to strengthen our brothers and sisters there.
This is Mission Network News. You know, sometimes you have to take the bad in order to get the good. The Yazidi people have been targeted by ISIS for months. They've been forced from their homes and into refugee camps. But Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, has been giving them Bibles and sharing the gospel. Has it helped? They report hundreds of these people have come to know Jesus and want to know more. You can support outreach programs like this by going to our website. Meanwhile, did you hear the one about the atheist who's making tons of money selling a Spanish Bible app? It's a real story, and the reason behind the app? He said he needed money, and there weren't any good Spanish Bible apps out there. Well, Carl Muller of Biblica begs to differ.
Our Biblica LA app for Spanish speakers is incredibly comprehensive. It has not only the most readable Spanish translation, the NVI, it also has videos and training materials. It has small group materials.
As weird as this story is, it highlights the issues of Bible accessibility. Muller says even though this guy is only in it for the money,
God's word gets out and it accomplishes its purposes that God intends for it far beyond anything that we could do.
But really, it's better to go with something that shares a like mission, growing a deeper relationship with God. One last thing.
They can go to the App Store. They can go to the Android Marketplace. They can download it offline. It's Biblica LA. Stands for Latin America.
Look for links at missionnews.org. And are you making Ebola kick the bucket? Well, Reach Beyond is, and they'd like your help. Right now, lives are at risk in quarantined communities. Not only are they lacking tools to fight the disease, but they're without access to food and clean water. The Bucket Brigade is an initiative providing these families with survival items like food, soap, gloves, and more. On top of that, each bucket is given in Jesus' name. Visit our website to find links to give. You'll also find resources to raise awareness. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you read from the Middle East and North Africa when you get the Atlas of Changed Lives from SAT 7. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives logo at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.